Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Customer-Centric Selling, Building Trust for Long-Term Success. In the ever-evolving world of sales and marketing, one concept has risen above the rest as the key to sustainable success, customer-centric selling. This approach shifts the focus from the product or service being sold to the customer's needs, preferences, and overall experience. At the heart of customer-centric selling is the establishment and nurturing of trust, a fundamental element that underpins long-term success in any business. The significance of customer-centric selling. In traditional product-centric selling, the primary focus is on the features and benefits of the product itself. While this approach has its merits, it often leaves customers feeling like mere transactional targets. On the contrary, customer-centric selling is a holistic approach that places the customer at the center of every sales interaction. Benefits of customer-centric selling. The shift towards customer-centric selling offers several undeniable benefits. 1. Enhanced customer satisfaction. By taking the time to understand your customer's needs and preferences, you're more likely to deliver products and services that truly meet their requirements, resulting in higher levels of customer satisfaction. 2. Increased customer loyalty. When customers feel that their needs are being genuinely cared for, they are more likely to become repeat buyers and loyal advocates for your brand. 3. Improved sales performance. A customer-centric approach can lead to increased conversion rates, higher average transaction values, and a more efficient sales process, ultimately driving better business results. These advantages illustrate the immense potential that customer-centric selling holds for businesses. However, the linchpin that holds this approach together is trust. Understanding your customers. To effectively implement customer-centric selling, you must begin by understanding your customers on a deep level. This understanding goes beyond surface-level demographics and includes a grasp of their motivations, pain points, and desires. Customer needs analysis. Conducting a thorough needs analysis is a cornerstone of customer-centric selling. This involves open and honest discussions with your customers to identify what they truly need, what problems they are trying to solve, and what goals they are striving to achieve. Armed with this knowledge, you can position your product or service as the ideal solution. Importance of active listening. Active listening is a skill that cannot be underestimated in customer-centric selling. It involves not only hearing what the customer is saying but also understanding the underlying emotions and unspoken needs. By listening actively, you can build stronger relationships and show your customers that you genuinely care about their concerns. Gathering and using customer feedback. Feedback is a valuable resource in customer-centric selling. Encourage customers to provide feedback on their experiences, both positive and negative. Utilize this feedback to make necessary improvements to your products, services, and sales processes. When customers see that their opinions are valued and acted upon, trust in your brand deepens. In the next section, we will delve deeper into the concept of trust and explore the elements that make it a crucial component of customer-centric selling. Building trust is not a one-time effort but an ongoing process that involves consistent and empathetic communication. Building trust in sales. Trust is a huge three and essential part of developing customer-centric selling. Why trust is essential in sales? Trust is the cornerstone of all successful relationships, and this principle extends to sales. Without trust, the customer's willingness to engage in a transaction is significantly reduced. When a potential buyer senses that you genuinely have their best interests at heart, it can make all the difference in closing a sale. The elements of trust in selling. 1. Honesty and transparency. These are non-negotiable elements when it comes to trust. Be forthright about your product or service's capabilities and limitations. If your offering is not a perfect fit, be willing to admit it and explore alternative solutions. 2. Consistency and reliability. Consistently meeting commitments and delivering on promises is another key aspect of trust building. Customers need to have confidence that you will follow through on your agreements. 3. Empathy and understanding. Demonstrating that you understand your customers' challenges and that you genuinely care about helping them overcome these challenges can foster deep trust. It's about putting the customer's needs above the sale. Effective communication in customer-centric selling. If we cannot communicate effectively, we cannot develop customer-centric approaches to selling and build trust for long-term success. The role of effective communication. Effective communication is the linchpin of customer-centric selling. It involves not only conveying information but also understanding and responding to the needs and concerns of your customers. Here's how you can enhance your communication skills. Active listening. As mentioned earlier, active listening is key. Give your full attention to the customer, ask clarifying questions, and paraphrase to ensure you understand their needs accurately. Empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. When customers sense that you truly understand their challenges and aspirations, they are more likely to trust you. Clear and concise messaging. Avoid jargon and communicate in a clear and understandable manner. Customers appreciate straightforward communication that doesn't leave room for ambiguity. Storytelling. The power of storytelling in sales should not be underestimated. Sharing real-life examples and success stories can help customers relate to the benefits of your product or service. Providing solutions, not just products. It is always best to take a consultative selling approach that shifts the conversation from selling products to solving problems. By focusing on the customer's specific needs and pain points, you're better positioned to provide meaningful solutions. This approach resonates with customers because it demonstrates your commitment to their success, not just making a sale. Consultative selling doesn't just benefit the customer. It's a win-win strategy for both parties. Customers feel valued and understood, and your business gains a reputation for trustworthiness and expertise. Building long-term relationships. Success can be short-lived, or you can work on building long-term success for your business. The difference between short-term and long-term success. Short-term success in sales may involve closing quick deals and meeting immediate sales targets. While this is important, focusing solely on short-term success can lead to missed opportunities for long-term growth. Long-term success, on the other hand, prioritizes building and maintaining lasting relationships with customers. It involves nurturing trust, providing ongoing value, and cultivating loyalty that extends well beyond the initial sale. Nurturing customer relationships. Nurturing customer relationships is an ongoing process. It involves regular communication, follow-ups, and a genuine interest in your customers' evolving needs. Here are some strategies for nurturing customer relationships. Regular check-ins. Check in with your customers even after the sale to see how they are doing. This shows that you care about their success. Personalization. Continue to tailor your interactions to the customer's preferences and needs. Remember details about their business or personal life to demonstrate your genuine interest. Educational content. Provide valuable content and resources that help customers make the most of their purchase. This positions you as a trusted source of information. Feedback loops. Encourage customers to provide feedback and use this feedback to make improvements to your products, services, and sales processes. Exclusive offers. Reward loyal customers with exclusive offers and incentives. This not only encourages repeat business but also strengthens their bond with your brand. By consistently nurturing customer relationships, you can turn one-time buyers into lifelong advocates for your brand. The trust you've built will pay dividends in terms of customer loyalty, repeat business, and referrals. Continuous improvement in customer-centric selling. Customer-centric selling is not a one-and-done strategy. It's an evolving approach that requires constant refinement and adaptation. To ensure continuous improvement, regular training. Invest in ongoing training for your sales team to keep them up to date with the latest techniques and best practices. Feedback loops. Continually seek feedback from both customers and your sales team to identify areas for improvement. Market research. Stay attuned to industry trends, customer preferences, and changes in the competitive landscape to adjust your approach accordingly. Experimentation. Don't be afraid to try new strategies and tactics, measuring their impact on trust and sales performance. Conclusion. In conclusion, customer-centric selling is more than a sales approach. It's a philosophy that places the customer at the core of your business. Trust is the linchpin that holds this philosophy together, enabling long-term success, loyalty, and sustainable growth. By understanding your customers, embracing consultative selling, leveraging the right tools, and nurturing long-term relationships, you can build and maintain trust that sets your business apart. Measuring trust and its impact on key performance indicators allows you to assess the effectiveness of your efforts and make data-driven improvements. In a dynamic business environment, the customer-centric approach is not just a choice. It's a necessity for companies that aspire to thrive and build enduring customer relationships. As you embark on your journey toward customer-centric selling, remember that building trust is not a sprint but a marathon. Embrace it as a long-term strategy, and the results will speak for themselves. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.